With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fair warning to a trio of nations that trade heavily with the United States. President Trump has signed an order today establishing new tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The president says the tariffs are a way for the United States to throw around its financial heft to reshape the world. Well, the president's approval ratings on the rise. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More movement today in the Middle East. Israel releasing 183 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 3 Israeli hostages. Also at SRNNews.com, Missouri GOP Congressman Mark Alford tells the Salem Radio Network that one federal program assigned to raise money to fight AIDS had some funds that were grossly mismanaged.
We just found out in the last couple of weeks that 21 abortions have been performed in recent years using this money. Is that something the American taxpayers want? No, it's a violation of the Hatch Act. It is a violation of everything that we stand for as Americans.
Democrats electing Ken Martin, party leader in Minnesota, to lead the National Party. Martin succeeds Jamie Harrison of South Carolina atop the Democratic National Committee. This is SRN News. Key warning from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many in the Jewish community. Because of its broad language, it can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric. This is SRN News. There is a lot of controversy and confusion as McDonald's is now changing a scholarship program for Latino students. We have more on this story from correspondent Keith Peters.
The change comes after it was sued by a group that opposes affirmative action. McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. Earlier in January, the American Alliance for Equal Rights sued McDonald's over the program. The alliance is run by Edward Bloom, who successfully challenged affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's said it decided to settle the lawsuit so applicants can still be considered this year. McDonald's said the program will now be open to anyone who can demonstrate a commitment to the Latino community, not just those with Latino parents. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.